Hello and here's a 9 News update for Sunday, April 18, 2021. Camille Kostek may be known for her good looks, but before gracing the pages of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, 4 times, she was a reporter and anchor. Now, she's bringing her skills over to the Wipeout revival, where she's the host in the field. How's the vibe on set between you and host John Cena and Nicole Byer? Great vibes. We each bring our own flair and personality to the show to do our best and bring joy to everyone watching. Have you been tempted to try out the course? Yes. When I got the call that I was going to be one of the hosts, my immediate question to the producer was, can I run the course? Any other projects coming up? I took advantage of the time at home during the 2020 quarantine and designed a swimsuit line with Swimsuits for All. Stepping into the world of designing and creative directing has been such a rewarding new challenge, I can't wait to see women rocking them. From publisher, OK Magazine. As activities line up for summer. Caroline Marks is ready to surf for Team USA during historic Summer Olympics debut in Tokyo. Heading toward the historic debut of surfing as an Olympic sport, Team USA member Caroline Marks is confident she has upgraded her skills since the COVID-19 pandemic brought the pro tour to a halt last year. I feel like my surfing's improved, and my training's improved. It's been good. Obviously, I missed competing so much, and I'm so grateful to be back competing, Marks said Wednesday night during an interview from Australia. The 19-year-old is ranked number 5 in the World Surf League this season after the first two contests, the Maui Pro at Pipeline in Hawaii, she finished 9th, and the Rip Curl Newcastle Cup in Australia, she finished 3rd. She is now focused on competing in the Rip Curl Arabian Classic, which starts Friday and lasts through April 26 in New South Wales, Australia. And Marks is eyeing the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, where surfing will occur during a window from July 25 to August 1. She and Hawaii's Carissa Moore will represent Team USA in the 20 surfer women's field. They qualified by topping the 2019 WSL final season rankings, with Moore finishing first and Marks second. I think having surfing being accepted on that global stage is extraordinary. It's an opportunity to take a hugely popular sport and do two things. Number one, showcase the skill of these amazing athletes to millions of people who may not even know what professional surfing looks like, WSL CEO Eric Logan said. As an American myself here, you look at someone like Caroline, who is one of the brightest young stars we have in the World Surf League, qualify as an Olympian. She carries with her the dreams and aspirations of many young women, he said. Marks grew up just north of Floridana Beach in Brevard County, and she attended Gemini Elementary in Melbourne Beach. She started surfing at age 10 and won the Under-12 Surfing America Prime, the top U.S. amateur title, 1 year later. In 2018, after winning 17 national titles by age 15, she became the youngest surfer to qualify for the Pro Championship Surfing Tour. She also won her hometown event, the Florida Pro at Sebastian Inlet, and captured the WSL Rookie of the Year award. From publisher, Florida Today. Let's heat things up a bit. Celebrities are obsessed with the backless dress trend, oh Kylie Jenner's is insane. Anyone looking to show some skin this season can go with a backless dress. The trend is far less scandalous than low-cut necklines or teeny-tiny tanks, but still offers plenty of sex appeal. Don't believe us? Check out celebs like Kylie Jenner and Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, who have been flaunting their curves in different versions of the backless dress. If you're ready to channel your inner celeb, we're calling it now. This trend is going to be everywhere in spring and summer 2021. Leave it to Kylie Jenner to lead the backless dress parade. The beauty mogul hit the town in a bodycon dress complete with a daringly low back that had our jaws on the floor. The Keeping Up with the Kardashians star liked the look so much that she posted it multiple times on the gram. This flirty vid is our favorite. Read more, the super revealing catsuit trend celebs can't stop wearing. Kylie Jenner's takes the cake. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley delivered a fresh take on the LBD with this backless dress featuring a chain strap, and she looks better than ever. The model flashed some skin to promote her La Bouche Rouge Paris lipstick, but we're more focused on the cut of this dress than on her beauty beat. It's so chic. Olivia Culpo's vacation style is major goals. While on a trip to Cabo with her NFL star BF, Christian McCaffrey, the former Miss Universe dazzled in this backless orange maxi dress. The floaty silhouette is perfect for lounging beachside in style. Wasn't planning on going parasailing this trip, but looks like my dress has other ideas, the model captioned her February 3rd post. From publisher, she finds. Meanwhile, Ashley Graham declares herself a part-time LA baddie as she poses in patterned blazer. The plus-size model posted some snaps to Instagram on Wednesday, striking a pose in front of a white-walled modern home with the caption, "She's a part-time LA baddie." Graham, 33, oozed attitude as she leaned against the house wall wearing zigzag patterned blazer and shorts by Rowing Blazers from its collaboration with Umbro. Ashley Graham was all smiles as she posed for a series of new shots she shared to Instagram this week. The supermodel wore a laid-back look that consisted of a matching shirt and shorts set from Rowing Blazers in a fun zigzag pattern. Spring is here, and a stylish pair of shorts like Ashley's is a perfect option when you're out running errands or even hitting the gym. From publisher, Mail Online. Thanks for listening. Check back for more. Hope you are having a fun day.